The Trump administration's efforts to use tariffs to bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States face some obstacles. In Wisconsin, one big obstacle is the labor shortage. It's Monday, April 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, audits of diversity programs at state agencies and the University of Wisconsin found they're not tracking their spending. And Milwaukee is looking to ban hookah smoking for those under the age of 21. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
One of the stated goals of President Donald Trump's use of tariffs has been to restore American manufacturing jobs. But as Joe Schultz reports, Wisconsin's labor shortage poses major challenges to bringing more factories to the state.
Reshoring advocates say tariffs could make it more cost-effective to produce products in America by making it more expensive to import. But they warn those efforts could be derailed if Wisconsin fails to attract more workers. The state has had more job openings than unemployed workers since 2021. That shortage is expected to get worse as more baby boomers retire. Kurt Bauer leads Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. It's the state's largest business group.
We don't have enough workers for the jobs that we have, let alone if we want to grow jobs. So this is a significant challenge.
He says his members support expanding work visa programs to bring more workers to Wisconsin. But even if companies have the workforce, Bauer says it can take years to bring a new factory online. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Environmental advocates and legal experts say the Wisconsin Supreme Court could face a number of big environmental cases in the next few months. The court retained its liberal majority for at least 3 years after Dane County Judge Susan Crawford defeated conservative candidate Brad Schimmel. UW-Madison environmental law professor Steph Ty says the court may hear cases on a controversial pipeline project and the state's updated wolf management plan. Ty says not having another conservative like Schimmel on the court could be a major factor in how cases are decided.
I mean, judges are individuals. They do make their own interpretations of things, but it can still make a difference.
The court could also hear cases involving the public's rights to use navigable waterways and permits for large farms. Before Crawford is sworn in, justices will also decide cases that could affect settlements over environmental violations and the DNR's authority to clean up PFAS under the state's spills law. Spring planting is right around the corner. And as Hope Kerwin reports, Wisconsin farmers are planning on fewer acres of soybeans this year amid the escalating trade war with China.
Federal data shows farmers intend to plant about 12% fewer acres of soybeans in Wisconsin compared to 2024. It mirrors a national decline, with some acres shifting to corn. Soybean prices heavily depend on exports to China, but the continued exchange of tariffs started by President Donald Trump means the future of that market is uncertain. Pat Malooly is a soybean farmer from Rock County who sits on the state's soybean marketing board. He says growers have struggled with the crop's profitability since the first Trump administration's trade war.
Soybean price just kind of dwindling back on us, and the inputs are up, you know, last few years, and it's just hard to pencil a profit.
Corn prices have also been a challenge under higher fertilizer and equipment costs. But Malooly says yields for corn are more certain, offering farmers some stability in an uncertain year. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Air Wisconsin is planning a round of layoffs affecting more than 100 people. This comes after the regional airline announced a major workforce reduction at the beginning of the year. In a notice filed with the state, the company said the layoffs were in response to uncertainty in the economy and the airline industry. Air Wisconsin is a regional airline based in the Fox Valley. It says that workforce reductions will affect workers at airports in Appleton and Milwaukee. The layoffs are expected to be temporary for unionized employees and permanent for management and salaried employees. According to the notice, 128 salaried and management employees will be affected. In January, Air Wisconsin announced that more than 500 people would be affected by a mix of temporary and permanent layoffs. Republican-ordered audits that were released late last week found that Wisconsin state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track the millions of dollars they spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Corrine Hess reports that that's made it difficult to track the initiatives.
Auditors estimate that the UW system spent about $40 million on offices connected to DEI in the last fiscal year. The 15 state agencies reviewed spent an estimated $2.2 million. The Evers administration cautioned against drawing conclusions about the actual costs related to DEI outlined in the audit. They say many of the costs were related to creating programs required by law or tied to worker retention. UW System President Jay Rothman says DEI positions are being reduced. The audits come amid a push by President Donald Trump to end federal government support for DEI programs. There have been similar efforts in Wisconsin by Republicans who control the legislature. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Milwaukee ordinance would ban the sale of hookah products to anyone under the age of 21. Hookah products typically contain tobacco, which since 2019 has been banned for sale to anyone under the age of 21. But state lawmakers have not passed a law to change Wisconsin's legal tobacco age from 18 to 21. Federal law supersedes state law, but the discrepancy means that local police cannot cite retailers who sell to people age 18 and older. Milwaukee officials cannot change the legal age for all products, but they can change hookah laws because state law does not mention hookah. Musa Nas is the co-owner of Casablanca, a hookah lounge on the city's east side. He says he supports the ordinance.
We've been doing 21 or older for the last maybe 8 years since they changed the ordinance.
The ordinance is expected to go to the Milwaukee Common Council in the coming months. And finally, quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. It's going to be really, really windy across the state of Wisconsin today. We could see wind gusts near 40 miles per hour at times. Otherwise, a mix of sunshine and clouds with highs in the 40s and 50s. Those clouds continue to build overnight. We're likely to see some precipitation, rain in the south, snow in the north. We could see several inches of snow by the Superior area. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.